Who could imagine Greece without its beautiful cakes, sang famous Greek folk musician and composer Yannis Papagiannou. But if an EU directive continues to be enforced, those traditional wooden boats, which are such an essential feature of Greece's ports and picture postcards, may well be forced out of existence. Depending on the size of their boats, a law offers fishermen tens of thousands of euros to relinquish their fishing license and allow the destruction of their iconic traditional boats, known as keiki. There's widespread concern that Greece's millennia-long maritime tradition is under threat. Haralambos Dogromatis is the owner of a fish shop in the pretty town of Sitia on the island of Crete. He tells me his heart is hurting.
The boats that the fishermen, they cannot survive anymore. If the common market want to give to the fishermen a help for the fish or to stop fishing, yes, but not to destroy the boats. We ask them sometimes why they destroyed this boat that is 50 years old. Is it something very strange for us? We want to keep the tradition, the old wood, the old size, the old... the old form. Don't destroy the boats, because if you see the fishermen, the time that they break the boats, they cry. This is something very, very sad.
I ask Haralambos if he's seen many boats destroyed.
My father boats, and when they was ready to destroy it, my father don't want to go to sea. He don't want to see a boat that give us food for 30, 40 years to see them. A machine to destroy the boat, it's something very sad. So it's better to keep the boat. Maybe they give one chance more for some other fishermen to make tourism, to give a license, to make a small hobby fishing. I want this if they can do it, because it's the most important for our tradition.
You know, subsidizing this destruction of traditional boats in Greece is an extreme act of barbarism. It's extremely violent and painful. If you have not seen a boat being destroyed by a bulldozer, you don't know what I'm talking about. It is murder. It is execution in cold blood. It's like you're killing a living being.
Anika Barbarigos is Secretary General and photographer for local action group, the Traditional Boat Association of Greece. Founded in 1999, the group's self-appointed role is to record and preserve Greece's remaining traditional boats and to parley with government and European officials in order to find a solution to the ongoing destruction.
We don't have the exact figures. No one is giving us exact figures. We estimate that there were over 15,000 boats in the beginning of the 21st century, and 12,000 or so have been destroyed since. Only last year, about 763 were broken in 1 year. These boats are unique. They're not mass-produced. They're works of art. I mean, if anyone goes and breaks an ancient piece of sculpture, he is considered criminal. We're doing that to the boats, with the blessings of the European community, with the blessings of the ministry. I think what's important to know is that there is an alternative. These boats could change use. Instead of being broken, they could change use. The fishermen could surrender the boat, get the subsidy, the government can take the boat, auction it off to people who would like to buy.
When the EU law was introduced during the 90s, fish stocks were reaching a critical level in the Mediterranean, so the reduction of fishing fleets with the aim to protect marine life and stem overfishing seemed like a sensible option. Things changed dramatically, however, during Greece's long drawn-out economic crisis.
To reduce fishing, reduce the destruction of marine life, they offered subsidy to the withdrawal of fishing boats. And they gave three methods to do this. One was to sink the boat and make a nest for the fish. The other one was to change the use of the boat and turn the fishing boat into a tourist boat or a private boat. And the third one was to destroy it. But shortly after, in 2013 or 14, they were changed and only one option was given to the fishermen. If they wanted the subsidy, they had to destroy the boat. So the temptation was very hard to resist. The fishermen, they cannot resist the temptation. The money is too much. It's irresistible.
Haralambos Karazepounis is the last traditional boat builder in the bustling town of Chania. A symbol of the craft's fading glory, 91-year-old Haralambos still works in the high-vaulted 16th-century building where ships have been built for centuries. He's such a rarity that he's become a tourist attraction in his own right.
Our friend, who has been part of the dockyard for over 60 years, he still has many stories to tell us, and every time he will tell us something new. You can see some fishing boats still. They built and they reconstructed them, so they still do the same kind of work they would do. Με ρωτάει αν έχετε φτιάξει βάρκες εσείς ο ίδιος εδώ μέσα.
Πολλές.
A great number. Yeah. He has built and repaired a great number.
Across Greece, several new museums are in the pipeline dedicated to the country's rich maritime heritage. With increased interest from tourists, it's hoped that the tide might be turning for these beleaguered vessels. Many, however, including Annika, fear that it might be too late.
The whole maritime culture is dying. The plastic boats everywhere. What, you go to a Greek harbour, instead of seeing the beautiful wooden kaikia, which was part of the Greek landscape and made it beautiful, now you see mass-produced boats. So it's an aesthetic disaster too. It's economic, it's cultural, it's aesthetic, it's a big, big-scale destruction on every front.
Heidi Fuller-Love, DW, Greece.